Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight we're talking about tools of the trade and a few other things tonight. We're talking that kink stuff. Well, not kinky to y'all, but you know, we're talking about toys and tools and all that. And we got Accidental Diva back in the house, or back on the phone, or back on the show. Well, what you
say? Well, I said, hey, everybody. Can I say hey?
Yeah, my bad. Mm-hmm. As you were.
Okay. Oh. Before we get started, I just want to say, so that everybody understands, that we are talking about personal experiences with products on the market, little tricks of the trade or things that we do personally. We are not endorsed or sponsored by any of the products that we may mention by name, and any of the following products that we may mention we have purchased with our own money.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Are you slow?
I purchased everything with my own money. We already talked about that situation.
Did you purchase it or did somebody give it? Did the company give it to you?
The person purchased it. I didn't purchase it.
Did a company say, hey, Phoenix, try this out and then tell your listeners about it?
Oh, no. My bad.
Okay, then listen next time. Moving along.
And moving right along.
So do you wanna do this by category of products or top 10 favorite products possibly?
We can start by category. How about that? Let's start with category. What you got? What you want to start with first?
We can kind of go from all the way beginning to end. So we can start with standard vibrators.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing.
What is your tool of choice?
Okay. Well, this is something
tool.
I have one. I prefer to have one, at least on hand, I guess. I have a little secret, because since this is tips and tricks of the trade, I have a little secret that a few of my female friends know about. So the one secret that I can tell you is at every Walgreens across America, there is a device called a health-o-meter. And
what?
Don't interrupt me. It's called a health-o-meter. And it's basically essentially a pocket rocket. And they have it in pretty much every Walgreens that I've been to several different states, and I've seen them all. And the good thing about it is that, as many know, pocket rockets could run from about $39 to about $79, depending on where you're purchasing them. So, in Walgreens, this specific device happens to be $9.99. It's the same exact thing as a pocket rocket and also comes with the top attachment, but it is $9.99. And you can find it in the massage section next to the Band-Aid. Because I have, you know, I've discovered it, I think, back in 99 almost. And
wow. They've
been going strong since. You can get them on all different colors. They got pink, yellow, green, blue in there. And it says health-o-meter on it. Personal vibrate. Personal massager is what it says.
Okay. All right.
Is that my little input on that one? So what is your, speaking of vibrators, have you ever actually had a female say, hey, this is the one I like, or?
Okay. Now we're talking about it. I have purchased a few. And one was for use with a person, a former partner, and it was like can't think of the name of it right now, but you know, it wasn't just standard. You know how some of them have the textured end, if you know what I mean, that
mm-hmm.
I think stimulate the clitoris, if I'm not mistaken, like the way that it's set up. And you can, like, they have interchangeable tops.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's the one I'm talking about. That is a pocket rocket.
No, listen. This one had that, but it also had the insert. Like, not the insert, but you know.
Insert.
Anyway, but it was more like a gel. Not gel, but it was like a gel type thing. And it vibrated. She enjoyed it. For the vibration and the texture and whatnot. My only thing is, it's like, you can use it like that, but sometimes when you're doing those things and you're trying to incorporate that in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
along, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to do that too, it kind of fucks stuff up. Not fucks it up, but it's like, you want to keep the vibration on, you want to be able to do that, but y'all feel like I'm operating some machinery, like I'm doing some kind of damn job. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing this and this and the other thing, and I got to make sure I got the, I'm changing speed on this motherfucker and don't cut it off, you know, because that happens.
Changing
speed?
Okay.
Yes, nigga. No, it was a vibrating type, you know, I'm trying to do too many things at once. So sometimes you get those toys that have, like, they have the swirling shit, and then they have the thing where you can change the speed, all that type of shit going on. It be having too many things going on at once. I need all the bells to, you know what I mean, to get my point across. When it's time to get my point across. But some things, I mean, as far as vibrators and things like that, I just prefer simple stuff, just like you stated, the actual pocket rocket. I prefer using stuff like that.
Okay. Those are...
You know?
Okay. Well, but you personally have not purchased any for your own use, is what you're saying. Because I heard you put that in. Well, she liked it. I didn't ask you that.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Wait. Back up. I'm like, simple. Nigga, I ain't ashamed. Hold up. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, I like stimulation just like the next person. You know what I'm saying? Well, next week. I can't
say
next
week.
Okay,
that's a different show.
That's a different show.
All right.
But I like stimulation. So, but you don't want to get stuck on it either. But I have gotten a little pocket rocket. You don't want to get to using it so much till that's the only way that you can reach a climax. And some people get too used to it. And whatever their partner's doing, it may not be enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? It may not be enough to get to where they need to be. They're so used to it, but it's all about how you train your body too. But yeah, I mean, I've purchased one. Need to purchase another, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, next subject. What's the next one?
So the next product up on the discussion block here would be the dildo, or I call it an attachment. Dildo or realistic vibrator. Do you have a preference?
Wait a minute, realistic vibrator dildo.
That's what it's called.
Oh no, okay. Damn, I'm trying not to incriminate.
You took some vitamins today. What's wrong with you?
I can't turn on my heater because it'll make too much noise while we're doing this here thing. So, you know. I'm kind of off kilter. I need to go back to sleep, but it's cold, and I don't want to do that. But anyway, you know what? I like simple stuff. So that like the dildo with the vibrator, is that what you're talking about? Like, you can cut it on? It's like,
the notes that I made for myself in preparation of this show, since I'm the only one that seems to have done it, is the actual attachment to the strap, dildo attachment, or realistic vibrator?
Because I've never used realistic vibrator. I like the dildo attachment to the strap.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Go with that then.
However, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Now, with that being said, you've seen the, like, you've had it where the dildos have the suction on the end. If
right.
I'm not mistaken. Right?
Right.
Okay, and you have it where, like, let me ask you this. Does it get it? How is it for you personally? I mean, well, in your opinion, let me change that. Anyway, in your opinion, is it that it might take too long? What's the biggest challenge that comes with using the strap? Or either having your partner?
Putting it on.
Have you come across one that's made it easier? Do you have certain tricks or tips that you could give the people out there that would make that experience better? As it is?
Some of the ones that I've tried and that I have personally put on my body, I do have a preference, and this preference has kind of developed with the development of the product. There is there's a product that I found while I was in Berkeley at a place called Good Vibrations, I believe. And they have a strap, and I don't know too much background about this actual harness, but it's called Spare Parts Hardware. The hardware is spelled H-A-R-D-W-E-A-R, Hardware. And that one I prefer a lot better. It's easier to put on. It's easier to clean. It's not something that you really feel on. So, you know, preference-wise, that's really my preference for that type of tool.
Okay. Now, with that being said, is my opinion on it. I mean, if I come across one that I don't really like, well, not like, this, it's hard for me to put on. I really shouldn't have bought it in the first place. But, you know, I'm a nigger rigger. So, what happens is usually, because I know films like to strap up, too. We're going to get into that, too. But I know that, too. But, preferably, if you're an aggressive or you're stud, a lot of times what they do, if they do wear boxer briefs, it may not work for everybody because it's a different feel. But if you have the dildo with the suction on the bottom, you can actually place it, you know, inside and it goes through a little hole or whatever, and you can work it out like that instead of having to go through so much trouble with the strap. I don't suggest that for everybody, especially you clumsy girls out here, because some of y'all end up fucking shit up. But
let me ask you this, then. Does the suction actually work? Like, I've never seen that be successful.
The thing is that you don't, it's not that you really depend on the suction. It's the size of the pair of boxer briefs you got on, as far as what keeps it attached to, you know what I'm saying? What keeps it attached, you might not know. But
I don't know.
Like, it'll hold it in place. So, you know what I mean? So it's no problem. You have the bunch. Huh?
Okay, as a femme myself, I think the femmes that are listening that have no idea what you're talking about, I think you should elaborate, because that doesn't really help. Like, I can't see how that would work.
Here it is. Here's what I'm saying. Is that okay? What we do is you have the one with the suction, right? And what happens is you actually pull it. Well, if you're a stud, or so that y'all understand what I'm saying. If you're a stud or you're aggressive, wears boxer briefs, there is a hole in the boxer briefs, And what happens is, as long as they keep it where they have form-fitting, if this makes sense, form-fitting boxer briefs.
Okay.
You have to have them. It can't be loose. They just can't be loose. Can't be boxers because it's not going to work. It has to be where it's going to hold it in place. It's got to be, it's not, I'm saying it's got to be tight, even though, I mean, unless you just prefer strap, taking your fucking time and strapping it all the way up. Because as long as you have the as long as you have the boxer briefs in a size that will hold it to your body, because when you put it on, I can't do no demonstration over radio and when you put it on, you already have the boxer briefs on, but you have to make sure they're not loose or nothing like that in the front or whatever. But then you just go ahead and you put the dildo in with the suction on the bottom. It's not that it's suctioning to your body. It's not that it's suctioning to your body, because that would be weird. But it's held in place there, so you don't have, you know, any issues or whatever.
Because of the,
you know what I mean? It's easier.
Trouble.
Right, yeah, because you'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You'd be fucked up, and it'll be awkward. That's all. But
okay.
That's what that's just a tip. Save time.
Okay,
you know,
thank you.
You feel me? Okay. I'll have to do a how to video. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that will work. Now, kind of changing the subject back to what sparked us actually talking about this tonight, was the preference on what type of dildo are you using? Do you prefer something that is realistic, something that has the same skin tone as you, or do you care if it's pink or purple or green or blue?
Now, to talk about that, I don't like the realistic looking shit that looks like I got with the balls on the end and all that. I don't know.
No, but there. I mean, even without the balls, but I think for me, and pretty much I can't say every, but most to all of the lesbians that I've spoken to, friends of mine, you know, previous coworkers or whatever, do prefer to have attachments that do not have the balls on them.
I prefer to have them that don't have the balls on them. And that's it. I don't know. Make me feel some kind of way, and not a good way. So I prefer the ones without that. I mean, it can be formed like a penis or whatever, but I just don't want. I don't need the ball thing. They can have that. However,
now, okay.
All I was gonna say was, however, now I've seen some of those in the store. If you're trying to attempt to do the whole thing that I just stated with the boxer briefs, that helps too. It is very, you know, you can use that. It'll also help you hold it in place. But I just don't think I would do it personally.
Now, I have a listener. I'm kind of monitoring the tweets as well as we're having this conversation. I do have a tweet from one of our followers that's listening in now that challenges using the vibrator with the suction and the fitted boxers, because she said it will not work, especially if you pound hard. So that's kind of how I see it. For me, the suction attachment. For me, I can't see how that's going to be working. It's going to be comfortable, and it's going to be a controlled stroke, I guess I should say, a controlled stroking motion. Because, you know, one of the problems with the cheaper straps is they're not close to your body, and you don't really, since you can't really feel it,
right.
You may be mentally connected to it, but physically you can't really feel it. You can't really feel where it's going, and really you want to make sure that it's not hurting anyone. So I prefer something that's a little bit more controlled, to where, you know, I have the strap, I can do cartwheels around this piece, and
I
it's not going anywhere.
Cartwheels, nigga. But you know, you know, I understand that. I hear what you're saying, though, as far as it being more controlled. Because depending on the position that you're trying to do it in, it work. You know, it may not always be comfortable. Because
right.
personally, from personal experience, the missionary position, as far as or her on top situation works for me with that, as far as the box of bricks. Now, but when it comes to trying to do any other wild ass positions and shit. It may not work because some people don't have it. I guess don't have it that controlled or have that much focus or can really do it like that. And it is a little bit more complicated than just, you know, you being on your back and her on top of it. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's easier
on top of that. Well, even if you're using it that way, and you know, where's the versatility? I would prefer our listeners to be able to say, okay, this is how you use a strap. Stop buying cheap ones that don't fit or slip off or, you know, have pieces that dig into your skin instead of using something that can only be used in a position or two. Yes, you know, it's a good tip. It's a good tip to have if you're kind of in a bind, you know, you're strapping the washer, going to dry
yeah,
it.
You're kind of in a bind, but... Like you say, I wouldn't always use it for that. Like, certain situations, I don't always have to, a lot of people don't care for the strap. But if I'm going to do it, you know, and I have a choice, then, you know, that's what I'm going to use. I'm actually going to use a strap. But that's just a tip for somebody who might feel like it takes too long or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, in the moment and shit. So, that, I mean, I hear where the other, listeners coming from too, and you as well. So that's understandable. Oh, we got a caller. 313. Hello, 313. You there? 313. You're live. Diva.
Yeah, I'm here.
313, you there? Okay. 313, apparently doesn't want to talk. So, anyway, back to what we were discussing. So, like, you know, because I know we got limited time on this show, but I agree. You know what I'm saying? You want it to be more versatile in the bedroom. But, again, if you're in a bind or it's a it depends on a certain situation. And that's just a tip that I personally would offer because I'm a lazy motherfucker sometimes. But anyway, which other ones were we talking about or what would you like to discuss?
I think, the cleaning. I know that was one of the things that kind of led over to having this show. I know we talked about different techniques of cleaning, but we kind of got cut off in that show. So I have a way that I do it before I go off on my tangent like I normally do. What is your way of doing it?
Personally, they do have the liquids. I don't suggest because I left – recently, I had to leave all my little kit or whatever.
You had to leave your toolkit.
I had to leave my kit. We ain't even going to go into that bullshit. But a lot of times, they do have solutions that you can really go into the drugstore and actually get to have it clean. Or you can order it privately. A lot of people don't want their business out there like that. You can go to one of the sites and order it privately. You can go to Passion Parties. I'm not sure any other sites right now. But you can just put it, type in, nigga, go on Google, type in sex toy cleaner solution. But make sure you read your reviews on the shit because you can't go around using, even if it's on yourself, even if you're just using it on you, you still want to clean it up because you don't want to have some kind of nasty infection. Your ass is nasty for not cleaning it up. So you definitely want to just make sure you have some cleaner solution. Do you have a preferred brand, Diva? Do you have a preferred technique that you like to do?
I've learned this from a actual sex therapist that when in my college days I had I used to do what we call G-spot parties, which were we would go and do a party for bachelorettes or birthday parties or whatever, and it was kind of like the passion parties, but we actually would show how to use them or show different techniques or whatever for women. So while doing that, I kind of learned that you can put all your toys, and it's a very accurate way to clean them, but you can put your toys in the dishwasher and set your dishwasher there, and the steam in the hot water actually does sterilize and clean thoroughly all of your toys that are waterproof. There's also another cleaner that I prefer, that I like. This is another tip that I wanted to give our listeners. If you go to AdamEve.com, it's just AdamEve.com, and if you go to their website, they have a lot of different toys. They actually have a women's sex toys section. And if you order their catalog shipped to you, it comes in like a discreet envelope, so no one at your house, if you live with someone else, will know that's what it is. But normally, if you order a catalog, it will come with a 50% off coupon to whatever's in that catalog that you can purchase. The cleaner that, because I'm allergic to everything, anything and everything, latex, you know, I'm allergic to everything. So the only cleaner that I have been able to use is Adam and Eve's. It's their actual brand, and it's called an essential toy cleaner. It's like $6. It's a little spray bottle. It has the directions on the back, really easy to use. It doesn't leave any residue. It kills 99.9% any bacteria. You clean it down, wipe it down really quick, set it out to dry, put it back in either the bag that you keep your stuff in, box, or whatever you do. But I do want to advise those that want to start a toy collection or have a toy collection to always keep your toys clean at all times and keep them in some type of container, or, you know, if you put them in larger plastic bags, or if you put them in some, I know Doc Johnson's, the more expensive straps and attachments or vibrators come with their own little bag that you can put them in. So, you know, it's always a good thing to make sure that they're contained. They're not getting any dust or getting contact with anything else that can cause any irritation to you or your partner.
Okay. That's a good tip right there. I was thinking about that whole thing about the dishwasher, because I remember I picked up a book about some shit like that. So I was trying to figure out how some people did with it. So that's good. But I know we are a little short on time, but I do know that everybody knows that they can always come back and listen to the show if they've missed it. And we're going to have part two of this. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have four parts to this. So make sure that you all tune in, because we're going to have four parts to this whole, the tools of the trade and toolbox, toolkit.
And
right.
Phoenix is going to do her homework this time.
I don't need
and
no goddamn homework.
You need homework, because you didn't even know what you were talking about. But before I forget, I also wanted to mention, it is not a bad idea to get some type of literature on lesbian acts or the lesbian culture. I personally collect lesbian erotica and how-to books and things like that. I have a favorite book that I've actually had people borrow about 7 different times, not even exaggerating, and I never get it back. And it's a book by On Our Backs, and it's called Lesbian Sex. It's my favorite book. It covers things that you wouldn't really think of, but it has some really good information and some really good tips on just different ways to approach it or things you may have not thought about. So
okay.
There's that.
Yeah. All right. So that was, you know, our show is done now. With this section. But that's good info. I did get the name of the book and shit. So wait. Because you know something, when you was talking about that realistic show, I was like, what the realist? And yeah, so that made sense when you kind of elaborated. But we're going to have more shit tomorrow. Nigga, what's tomorrow's topic? Because, I know, and then we didn't even get into all of it. We were supposed to get into the length. So I'm gonna make sure I have my notes.
We need to talk about that. Yes.
We're
going
to talk about
the
length. I can't do everything. I'm making notes right now. As far as, because I know the show is short, so I'm going to make notes. We're going to do length. Finger condoms.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about... yeah, we're going to talk about that. I'm trying to think. What else? Oh, wait. Have you ever had the thing that you put, like, on your tongue and it vibrates?
Yes, I have one and it sucks.
I didn't like it. I did not like
it. You can barely close your mouth with that thing.
Like, oh, my God. I had to keep stomping on this motherfucker, like... Okay, we're going to talk about it, though, and make sure that everybody knows not to get it, because it's not a good, I wouldn't suggest it. I'm trying to think. Okay, same condoms, Wayne, condom vibrator. That'll be tomorrow's. What's tomorrow? Thursday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
All right, and then Friday, we could do something different, but I think we'll just chill on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
But tomorrow it'll be that, and then Friday, because I got length finger condoms, tongue vibrator. Tomorrow, which is third. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good portion to put for that one. I'm thinking. We'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it. But that's what's going to be on tomorrow's show. The length, the finger condoms, and the tongue vibrator. Because I personally would not suggest anybody going by that tongue vibrator. Ever.
That was the worst thing ever.
Like, who the fuck made this? And did they really test it out?
It's horrible. Right.
That should be everywhere. Like, they should just, I mean, I don't know. Niggas just don't be thinking. They just think. But, I'm going to go ahead and log off here. I'm going to call you on your phone, and we'll discuss further.
Okay.